Okay. First of all, I got this question in the last class. Remember that in this assignment where you're creating a database, the college resources down here, I've given you a lot of the information that you need to put in the database. So be sure to look at the college resources to try to figure out where in the database you want to put things, okay? So this will give you a list of different things that you can then use when you create the database.
We must use those.
No, if you want to make stuff, I mean, if you want to go get other stuff too, that's fine with me.
Oh, okay.
And you can, actually, I didn't get everything, but I don't require that you get everything. But it would be nice if you went and got a few extra things.
Right.
Okay.
We can create tomorrow's database.
Yeah, I'm making a database that has the resources of the college.
Okay.
And I asked you to put in certain things in the database.
Right.
Okay. I can figure out where to find that database and what information.
Well, you have to create it.
Oh, I thought you were someone from the actual BCC website.
You're creating a database.
Yes.
It is going to have college resources in it. The college resources are available at the BCC website.
Yeah,
but I went in and pulled out a lot of them for you already, and they're in an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
If you click on college resources, this Excel spreadsheet comes up. And the Excel spreadsheet has a bunch of the information you need to put in it, just so that you don't have to do it all. Okay? Now we're going to talk about today's assignment, unless you have more questions. Anybody else got a question? Yeah.
Is Excel a free program or?
You can download it the same as you can download Office using Dream. Well, maybe you can't do it through DreamSpac, but you can do it through Office 365.
Correct. If you download Office 365 on your computer, Mac, or Windows, you get the entire suite. You get access to Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Outlook. You get a bunch of stuff in there.
Where do I go to download those?
So you know how to check your school email?
Yeah, but I didn't see
as soon as you sign into your Office 365, which is your school email,
yeah.
It says install right there. If you have it signed up so that it goes right to your email right away, the left-hand corner is going to be about four blocks. Click on the box, and then you'll be able to go back to the home page where it asks you to install.
Okay.
It will also, Excel will also open, I use a, sit back there, or sit somehow that you're in a group of three. So right there will work. I use free software, so I use just a generic brand of spreadsheet, and Excel opens in the generic brand and just fine.
Open Office.
Yeah. Okay, it opens in Open Office just fine, or the generic brand. There's a lot of different generic ones you can use. Okay, so if we go under week three, there is this assignment. There is a database, and here's the database. So if you click on the database and open it, here is the database. And in order to see what's on here, first of all, I'm going to do a save as, and I'm going to save it on the T drive. Or actually, I'm going to save it any place. But I'm going to save it on the T drive. Or you can save it on a flash drive. Okay, does it already exist? You want to replace it? Sure. And then I'm going to say enable content. Now, what I've got is I've got the database saved on my computer. Over here is the table. And if I click on it, I see the data that I'm using for this assignment. So I've got a table set up, and there is the data. And if I click on the set of tools right under file, I see the setup on it. The little key symbol didn't show up on a few people. It's showing up on a fine on mine, but there should be a key symbol there when you're looking at it. If there's not, you can put it there. Then what I've got is I've got a bunch of queries. So if you click on a query and open it in Design View, here is a query that I have. And here are the fields that I want to see, and here is the criteria bar. So I've got the queries all up there. Your assignment is right here. And the HTML version works better than the doc version in the new Windows. I'm asking you a bunch of questions. And one of the questions I might ask you is, for example, which query tests to see if condition A and B are true, or if just condition C is true. Okay, so you're going to look and see if condition A and B means I'm looking for two conditions together, or just condition C. So you're going to look for my queries and find one that meets that criteria. In some cases, there might be more than one that meets the criteria, but you're going to find one that meets the criteria. If you find more than one, you can tell me about them all, or you can just tell me about one. But I want to see one that meets the criteria. So, you've got 15 questions. You need to work as a group. I need you to sign the sheet of paper I'm signing around right now as to what group you're in. So this is group one, this is group two, group three, group four, group five, group six, group seven. Okay, so I need you to sign so I know who's in the group. When you're done with it, you're going to send me a copy, and whoever's sending it, send CC to the other members of the group, and send me the assignment as a group. Okay? So you're supposed to be working together to solve these problems. And I'm going to yell at you if you're not working together. So work together. By your email. You're just going to send me the answers. There is an answer sheet there that you can use. I have an answer sheet there, but you don't have to use that.
Do you send one for the group.
But I want you to send it to me, and I would suggest you send it to each other. So introduce yourselves to each other, and get to work.
I'm Lewis, by the way.
I'm going to